Friday, 25th week, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the book of the prophet Haggai, chapter 2, verses 1 to 9. In the second year of King Darius, on the 21st day of the seventh month, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Haggai. Tell this to the governor of Judah, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and to the high priest Joshua, son of Jehozadak, and to the remnant of the people. Who is left among you that saw this house in its former glory? And how do you see it now? Does it not seem like nothing in your eyes? But now take courage, Zerubbabel, says the Lord, and take courage, Joshua high priest, son of Jehozadak, and take courage, all you people of the land, say the Lord, and work. For I am with you, say the Lord of hosts. This is the pact that I make with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit continue in your midst. Do not fear. For thus say the Lord of hosts, one moment then, a little while, and I will shake the heaven and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all the nations, and the treasures of all the nations will come in, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. Mine is the silver, and mine the gold, says the Lord of hosts. Greater will be the future glory of this house than the former, say the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give you peace, say the Lord of hosts. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 9, verses 18 to 22. Once when Jesus was praying in solitude, and the disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the ancient prophets has arisen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said in reply, "The Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell this to anyone. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Aiming at the lasting resource more than the temporal ones. When confronting with challenges of life, many lie easy, quick, and temporal solutions. But such solutions will not bring the good and the lasting results for people. Many times, they should restart from the beginning again. For example, to study a language. Instead of beginning with studying the grammar and memorizing vocabulary, many people start with memorizing popular sentences. When they were asked about the popular sentences, they can answer. But when they need to construct new sentences, They do not know how to put them together. Similarly, to gain the lasting result, one needs to find out the true cause of the problem, and must patiently find out the proper solution for it, even though one must spend a longer time and accept suffering. Today's reading shows two examples to help people to solve their problems from the root. In the first reading, the prophet Haggai advises all responsible leaders and people that they must pay a careful attention to the rebuilding of the temple instead of settling their life, since it is the place of God to stay with men to instruct and to bless them. The rebuilding of the temple after the exile surely will meet difficulties, but they should master them because the temple will benefit the Israelites greatly. In the Gospel, after Peter proclaiming the identity of Jesus, he foretells the first time his passing, so that his disciples know how to prepare to face sufferings when they come. At the same time, he also foretells he will resurrect after 3 days in the tomb. Second analysis. The first reading. The second discourse of the prophet Haggai. The first point. The prophet Haggai urged the Israelites to rebuild the temple. First, the reason why the temple was destroyed. The first temple, built by King Solomon, was destroyed because the Israelites turned their backs to God and worshipped foreign gods. They also committed social injustice against their fellow people. After 70 years on exile, they are relieved to come back to rebuild their country. Their first reaction is only to settle down their life and family as soon as possible. The prophet Haggai does not think like people. He knows the most important things for people to do are to establish their relationship with God and others. The rebuilding of the temple is necessary so that people can be gathered to worship and to learn God's way to live. If not, they will follow their own way and might be on exile again. Second, people should learn a lesson from their past. The prophet Haggai urged people to reflect. Who is left among you that saw this house in its former glory? And how do you see it now? Does it not seem like nothing in your eyes? Haggai, of course, does not only limit in rebuilding the outside temple, but the inside also. We are to live a right relationship with God and with others. Second point, the future glory is depending on their effort to overcome present difficulties. First, they must overcome present challenges. The Israelites must face many difficulties when they return. Job, food, housing, local government, and their surrounding enemies. Haggai knows all the difficulties, But he also recognized the benefits from the temple, God's presence, people's morality, and the nation's safety. Therefore, he urged them to overcome all difficulties, to pay a special attention to the rebuilding of the temple first. All other needs are not important comparing to the temple, and God will bless them with that later. He commands them to do God's will. But now, take courage, Zerubbabel, said the Lord, and take courage, Joshua, high priest, son of Jehozadak, and take courage, all the people of the land, said the Lord, and walk, for I am with you, said the Lord of hosts. Second, the glory will come in the future. Haggai continued, one moment yet, a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all the nations, and the treasures of all the nations will come in. And I will fill this house with glory, said the Lord of hosts. Mine the silver and mine the gold, said the Lord of hosts. This oracle does not emphasize material things more than spiritual inheritance. Two important and related things Haggai wants people want to emphasize here are, first, the Messiah will come, and second, the faith in God of all nations on earth. The faith in God is no longer limited in the Israelite circle, but will be open to all people on earth. The Jerusalem temple will be the center for all people to come to. Second, the gospel. The Son of Man must suffer greatly and will resurrect on the third day. Third point. The need to recognize the Messiah identity. One day Jesus is praying alone. His disciples are also there with him. He put a question to them. Who people say I am? First, people did not recognize Jesus' identity. The disciples say, some call you John the Baptist. Herod thought Jesus is John the Baptist who had been raised from death. Some call you the prophet Elijah. The Israelites believe Elijah is not dead. He was taken away by God and put at some place. He will be back to repair the way for the Messiah. Some call you one of former prophets had been raised up. Second, Peter confessed Jesus' identity. Then he said to them, but who do you say that I am? Peter said in reply, the Christ of God. The relationship between a man and God is an individual relationship. Others can tell us about God. They can only show us the way or create an opportunity for us to meet God. But to actually live our relationship with God, we need to spend time to learn, to pray, and to live this relationship. Second point, the need to recognize the Messiah way of salvation. According to Jewish tradition, They expect the Messiah who will come in power and mighty to destroy their enemies and become a king and recover honor and power for this land. This is not God's will. He wants the Messiah who suffers and dies to set people free from sins and to give them eternal life. Jesus foretells two things to his disciples. First, the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed. Second, and on the third day, be raised. His suffering is just temporary, but he will resurrect gloriously on the third day. Application in life. We must face the truth of all problems with the roots of war and suffering before we can solve the problem and build a better life. To be glorified, we must courageously accept temporal sufferings. If we refuse to accept them, we never have glory. Amen.